This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get reward points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi everyone, welcome to Back of the Nest. I'm your presenter Chris Clark, and with me in the studio is Patrick O'Connor. How are you doing, Patrick?
I'm good, Chris. How are you today?
I've been ill all week, and today's the first day I'm starting to feel vaguely human again, you know, looking out the window and things, and looking forward to the Luton match, which I'm actually going to, one of the few people who seem to get a ticket, which
nice.
I'm smug about. So, yeah. We'll rattle straight in with a few kind of news items. We have to start with the fact that it's been an international break, so obviously a bit quiet in terms of Palace news. But Excellent to see Mark Gay get a lot of match time covering for John Stones for England. Did you catch either of the games, Patrick?
I did catch the first match, the Malta match, a 2-0 win. Again, neither one of the matches were important because England already qualified. But I did catch the first game. It was televised over here in America. I did not catch the second game, but from all accounts, the 1-1 was very boring. There was a lot of people complaining about it, how poor it was. So, but I did catch the first game. And again, he played well in both games, from what I hear. Again, he played well in the first game. I saw that game. And the second game, you know, they did fall behind 1-0. But for all accounts, like, they heard he played pretty decently in that game. So I'm glad he got the game under his belt. Hopefully he'll make the Euro 24 squad and hopefully get some game time next summer.
Definitely sounds like he's made his case. So, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, definitely. I agree, yeah.
So, as I said, I mean, it's been international break, so not so much in the way of Palace news. The club's been filling in the gap on social media with anniversaries of Danny Butterfield's hat-trick, Nigel Martin becoming the first million-pound goalkeeper, Dougie Friedman's 100th Palace goal in a win against Brighton in 2005, and also looking over at the women's team. They're playing tonight as we're recording. They also lost 4-3 to Southampton on Sunday, but it's worth drawing out the positive from that, which was it was a record attendance at Selhurst with 4,442 tickets sold. So well done to them, and hopefully you know, they'll get a better result in the game this evening, and we'll see that trend continue of fans taking the opportunity to give young people, especially girls, their opportunity to see the team play in red and blue at Selhurst with a nice as part of a nice big crowd. So very, very welcome that. The other thing, less positively though, we have to touch on Roy Hodgson's comments in an interview this week. I know that you know, it's probably already been done to death on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. But I'm just going to draw out that quote briefly. We'll have a quick conversation about it and then move on. Those of us in the Premier League, this is Roy Hodgson speaking, those of us in the Premier League have to accept we are in a very privileged position to play in this league and offer our fans the quality of football they can see at home every week. We hope every year we'll do a bit better. That's a clear ambition, but so many factors are going to play a part. I'm tired of hearing people talk about moving to the next level because moving to the next level reminds me of Charlton. And obviously a lot of fans have drawn a contrast with what Steve Parish said on the pitch at the end of last season, which was, we are going to take this club to the next level. Matt Woosnam's had a piece on this in The Athletic, so you might want to read up on that. like I said, I don't want to do this to death, but any comments or thoughts on that, Patrick?
I didn't listen to the interview. You know my thoughts on Roy Hodgson being at Palace now.
Yeah,
I'm not surprised at the comments by him because, again, when he was rehired for this, you know, for the this season, I knew we were never going to go anywhere. I don't understand why he feels the need to make those comments. Anyway, it just frustrates me more and people who are like-minded like me. I mean, to think that, to be 10 years in the Premier League and not want to push on, I think that is a big deal. It's a ridiculous comment. I've heard the Charlton comment or the comparison so many times. Charlton was 20 years ago. It's a long, long time ago. To compare us to Charlton is ridiculous. I don't care about the fact they're a South London club, one of our rivals, etc. I just don't understand the comments. And again, it just continues to frustrate me that he's here. I've said it before on his pod. I'll continue to say I can't wait for the season to be over, honestly, because if that's the mindset the manager's going to have as a fan, who, by the way, is traveling next week to America, to England to watch 3 matches under Roy Hodgson, that will be a lot of fun for me. But again, I'm not doing it for him. I'm doing it because I'm a Palace supporter and I'm looking forward to the games. But again, that's just those comments are ridiculous. I can't believe I actually said them out loud, but it is what it is.
Yeah, you've jumped ahead to the next thing I was going to ask you, really. West Ham away is now sold out. So, yeah, when that game happens, you'll be there.
Yep.
Looking forward to it?
I really am. I mean, the last match I saw Palace live, well, that's not, well, in England, was the FA Cup final against United. I did see them, obviously, this summer in Detroit. So I've actually seen this team play. But I'm looking forward to it. Listen, I'm always happy to go home. England is my home. I was born there. I've got loads of family, 3 brothers, tons of nieces and nephews, cousins. So I'm really looking forward to it. And I always love going to watch Palace play, even when you know, the mood for me isn't, you know, 100% great. But no, I'm looking forward to it a lot. Never met you in person, Chris. Looking forward to that. And a couple other people I'll be seeing. I've met Nick before, Hambo, but looking forward to seeing. I might even get to see Dior. I've actually never met Dior in person before. That'd be nice. You know, I've met Terence before and a few of the others. So I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, listen, great people over there. Again, great fans. I mean, I love the atmosphere at Selhurst, even though sometimes it's not as great as it always can be. But no, I'm looking forward to it a lot. And I've never been to a West Ham away game. So that would be particularly fun for me. But yeah, 100% looking forward to it a lot. So yeah, can't wait.
Fantastic. And yeah, we're clearly doing an end-to-end show today in terms of ups and downs. Because now I have to... talk about a slightly more difficult personal subject, which is that people may be wondering why there's only 2 of us on the show today. And the reason for that, if you weren't aware, is that our very own Nick Gillard had a cancer diagnosis last year. He's been through a lot of difficult treatments. I'm pleased to say, you know, that it's all going to plan thus far, in the sense that, so today he had some treatment for prostate cancer, and he's asked us to kind of, you know, send his best wishes to all of you, but also to encourage those of you who might be in that kind of high risk demographic. I'm sure that there, I don't know how many, you know, men over 50 we have listening to this show. Frankly, I suspect it might be a reasonable number. You're in the high risk group if that's the case. There are particular symptoms, things like needing to go to the loo a lot or having difficulty doing it as well. It's a quick and easy test. There are various ways of doing it. But if you're over 50 and you're a man, you can, you're at risk of that, and you can and you should get yourself checked. Contact your GP and get it done because it could save your life.
Yeah. First, I want to say get well soon to Nick, obviously. And again, as a person in that demographic, and I've had that test, I highly recommend it also, because it's the best thing you can do for yourself on a personal note. So definitely, if you can, please have yourself checked.
Thanks, Patrick. Love you, Nick. All the best.
Yep.
Looking forward to having you back on the show and seeing you at games in the next few weeks. And yeah, you know, love you and your family, and looking forward to, you know, many, many more years of going to games with you.
100%.
So we'll move on now to, I know we always say this, do we have to talk about the game? So it's Luton, we mentioned that, at Kenilworth Road. For many people, that'll be a ground they haven't been to for a very, very long time. Last time I went was in 2005. I'm going to start by just drawing out now, in terms of the way we're going to talk this through, I'm going to do a couple of stats. I'm going to kind of jump ahead of Patrick's Statman Pat feature, which is just observations, because I just thought we'd have a quick look at the table and, you know, the results that they've had thus far.
Right.
They've won one game in 12, which was against Everton. Draws against Wolves, Forest and Liverpool. Goals for 10, goals against 22. So their goal difference is minus 12. Only four of those goals was at home. They've got 6 points so far. That puts them 17th, and they'd be 18th if it wasn't for Everton's points deduction. Their form over their last six games is lost, drawn, lost, drawn, lost. So, I mean, it looks like a nailed-on win for them against us, right? We do like to do
100%.
Other teams a favour. But I've drawn a few stats out there. What have you got for us this week, Patrick?
Well, this is going to be our first meeting in the Premier League ever versus Luton, because, again, our previous times we met them, it's just been in the old First Division, so that would be interesting. The first time we met, I'm gonna throw this is the next step. You want to take a guess the first meeting between Luton and Crystal Palace?
I mean, it's always way before you were born, isn't it? So exactly. I mean, I'm gonna go 1920s. I don't know, 1925.
Very good. You had it. It was actually 1920. Palace won 2-1. As far as I'm concerned, the best season as far as Palace versus Luton was 78-79. We got promoted my last year living in England fully. The team in the 80s, we actually beat them twice that season. Once 1-0 away, and we beat them 3-1 at home. So that was great. And this is going to be our first meeting since 2006-2007. And in that meeting, the home sides won both. Both of the games were 2-1. So there's that. So, and but the last Palace win, I'll end with this. The last Palace win was April 1994, a 1-0 Palace win. You want to guess, Chris, at the Palace goal scorer? I will give you a hint. He's a former, how can I do this without cheating? Former manager. I want national team manager. So you got two people you can probably guess.
Yeah, from those clues, it's got to be Chris Coleman.
It was very good. Excellent. Yep. Chris Coleman scored. Yep. So there we are. So
nice one. Well, those are two nice stats there in terms of, you know, the previous games.
Right.
There was one I picked up on the BBC just in terms of I had a look at who scored, of course, if there are people listening who haven't familiarised themselves with the depth of stats you can get really into the territory. But they're, that shows that it looks like Alfie Doughty, if that's how you pronounce his name, is one of their better players.
Yes.
And the stat I saw on the BBC was only Liverpool's Mohamed Salah and Aston Villa's Mohamed Moussa Diaby have created more chances for a teammate than Luton's Alfie Doughty has for Colton Morris, which is 8 chances for that one player in this season's league. And then there's loads of other stats as well, but I'm not going to go into all that depth because we're going to just talk about how we're feeling about the game now, because we've done the stats, we've done the dry numbers, let's move into feelings. So we've already kind of touched on optimism or not. Let's talk about the predicted lineup. At least, I mean, as always, we're recording.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
recording this before the press conference when injury news comes out, but there's not been any rumblings that I've seen in media that any of our players have come back with injuries. So off the back of that, you'd have to say, you know, hopefully we're going to have a full squad to select from, apart from any pre-existing injuries. So what's your prediction then, Patrick, in terms of the 11 for Palace?
Well, a couple of things. I noticed that as far as international duty, Chris Richards was playing for the US team, but wasn't selected for the two matches. He's healthy, but just didn't play. And I checked that Corey played in one of the two Mali games, which was good because he hadn't played, started for our last match. Jefferson Lerma played in both the Colombia game. Colombia actually beat Brazil in one of the games, which is a tremendous result for them. So he played. Joachim Andersen played for Denmark yesterday. He played, and I guess they lost to Northern Ireland. They lost to yesterday. So they've already qualified for the Euros. So he played. We talked about Mark Gahey playing. Johnson did not play, but he's not injured. So I think we're pretty good as far as fitness. I will share one little personal fact. My brother was in Dubai this weekend, and he bumped into Michael Lise and Eberechi Eze were in the same hotel. So obviously he must have gotten the weekend off the players, but the fact that Lise was with Eze probably means he's probably closer to fitness, which is good. So from a predictive lineup standpoint, I'm going to go with the same back four. So obviously John Stone in goal, Gahey, Anderson, Mitchell. I'd love to see Richards go to right back, but it's not going to happen. It'll be Joel Ward most likely. Midfield, you'll have Lerma, and hopefully Decore's back for Will Hughes, hopefully. And then hopefully for me, you'd have Eze, Olise, and Ayew. Ayew also, by the way, played for Ghana over the break, and he's not injured. And up front, you'd have Austin Edwards. So hopefully, I'd like to see Decore back in the midfield with Eze starting, and obviously Olise back on the right side with Ayew on the left. I think that's the best line we can put out there right now until obviously the January when the window opens again. So.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a swashbuckling 11 that will be fun to watch. So
I agree. Right.
I mean, there is always the reality of Jeffrey Schluck and likelihood.
Yes.
Given
yes.
That,
Or Will Hughes.
Yeah. So, well, this is the thing. Cool. After me, Roy Hodgson is Jeffrey Schluck's biggest fan. So, you know.
That's very true.
There is a high chance that we'll still get to see him at some point in the game. I think it's fair to say.
But you know what, Chris? I will say, I thought he played well against Everton. So, you know, I just prefer to see, obviously, Decore because of what he brings with Lerma. But as far as last game, I think, I just going back to Everton, it was a terrible loss. But offensively, we were very good going forward. It's just that we just defensively were awful. But like you said, Hodgson loves Schlupp. But again, he played well last game. So who knows? He might start. He might not.
Well, you know, either way, let's hope that, you know, it's a form performance. I don't think there's a huge amount more to draw out, to be honest. I mean, I'm going to briefly do the pub section that I normally do with away games. Now, Luton's a bit of an interesting place. It's, most people don't have very much nice to say about it. I do know one of its MPs who is a very nice person and a friend of mine, called Sarah Owen. So she's great. But... having looked at it, I mean, it's also a town where, I mean, Tommy Robinson is associated with this club, Stephen Yaxley Lennon, the racist thug. So not, as to paraphrase Kevin Keegan, I'll love it if we beat them. But moving on to the pub thing, I mean, as ever, there's always that dread factor of home fans only signs outside. I suspect we may have a little bit of that problem with this game. Police may be on alert, not so much about us, but about them. Who knows?
Yeah.
Either way, there's one really nice real ale pub from what I've seen called the Bricklayers Arms. I wouldn't recommend trying to go in there in colours from what I've read, but I've been on a Facebook group, which I'd recommend for others, called Real Ale Football Away Days, and asked for pub recommendations, and that was the number one pick from lots and lots of people, and some said that they'd been there supporting the opposing team last season and hadn't had any issues. So that's where I'm planning to go. Bricklayers Arms. See you there. And if not, then you'll see me at about 1 minute past 12 trying to work out where we're going next. There was a list of other options, which if you tweet me at Chris Clark, at Chris Clark CPFC, if you can't get into that pub on Saturday, and I'll let you know where we're heading instead. So we'll
question,
move on.
Chris.
Hey,
quick
what's
question,
that?
Though. Yeah. Quick question. Mm-hmm. Kenilworth Road as a venue is very unique. You know, obviously the way they built it. Can you talk a little bit about like how different it is than like other home ground that you've been to? Away ground you've been to.
Well, I mean, it was one of my first away games, you know. I mean, because this was 2005, I went there, and I didn't realise that it was special and different. I did find it weird, you know, walking through what seemed to be a housing estate, and of course it is, you know, we've now seen it's literally houses on the back of the ground. It's absolutely crackers. If you haven't seen this in person, just Google Luton Town away end entrance, and you will see the photos of the houses on either side of it.
Very unique. Yeah.
I remember walking through a little alleyway to get in there, and I've never been in anything like it. But I like a traditional football ground that's in the place it's actually from rather than an industrial estate outside, modern, purpose-built place with no atmosphere. I wasn't really in a position to judge the atmosphere that year because I think it was about my third away game, like I say.
Okay.
So, but my memories of it were that it was intense. We weren't good, it's fair to say, when I was there. It's the probably the first time that I ever heard the C word used as an adverb. I'm not going to say that we'd get the sticker the CD of this show, meaning parental advisory. But it was definitely an intimidating atmosphere and a good atmosphere, and I very much enjoyed the trip. But ironically, I'd actually flown back from New York that morning from a holiday out there. So
interesting.
First time I'd ever been to Manhattan, and we got back and got straight on the Thames from Gatwick up to Luton. So crazy memories. But it's
amazing.
I mean, there were a lot of people who wanted tickets for this game, and it was a very small allocation.
Because of the ground size,
So it's very, you know, very unfortunate. A lot of people haven't been able to make it this year, but hopefully it'll be, it'll be a good day out for those that are able to make it.
Yeah, got you. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. So the last thing, I know you hate predictions, Patrick. we've already done a little bit in terms of the stat stuff. What are you thinking about this game, you know, in terms of a predicted final result?
Well, here's the thing, right? This is a game that we have to, at minimum, get a point out of. We can't afford to lose it. The Everton game, I mean, we're not in danger of relegation, I would say, obviously, right? But, you know, based on what Hodgson's saying, we're also not in danger of top 10. But with Luton now away and then the follow-up fixture being West Ham away, again, I'll be there, thankfully. You've got Bournemouth, then you've got Liverpool home, Man City away, Brighton home, Chelsea away, Brentford away, Brentford home, Arsenal away. After the Luton game, there is maybe one or two games I would say we've got a real good chance of winning. And that'll be Bournemouth, then one other. So we can't afford to lose this game. We just cannot. Now, I've noticed that we've won 5 of our last 11 away games under Hodgson since he returned, which is pretty decent, almost half of them. I talked about, you know, the last time we played, there were the 2-1s. I'm going to actually go for a 1-1 draw, not because I don't think we can win the game, but I'm just not comfortable with the way we're playing right now. I would take a point. I think we need the 3, but I would take a point. I think going for a draw is always obviously the bailout option, so I just go with a 1-1 and see it go from there.
Fair enough. I'm going to go with a big win, actually. I'm going 3-0 Palace. That's because, you know, I think we're seeing the shackles come off. We saw this last season when we had a run of winnable games and when you had Eze and Elise in particular playing together and enjoying playing together. And I think we're going to see that in this game, and it's going to be the start of a positive run. I hope I'm right. Let's see what people said on Twitter. Nick asked a while ago what people's predictions were for the game. Exile Selhurst says 2-0 win to Palace. Cav Paul says 2-0 Palace. Lynn CPSE says it's got draw written all over it. So more a woman after your own mind, Patrick. And Tony Stewart says Palace to win 3-0. So a lot of common ground in those predictions.
Wait, I have two more predictions because okay. I'm also part of the YouTube preview show, so I'm actually gonna mess up their show. But AJ has 2-0 Palace, and Stan has 2-0 Palace. So we've got a lot of optimism for the positive results. So you see what happened. Besides me, of course, but that's me.
Nice one. And I've just remembered that a feature that Nick had introduced called Ref Watch, which has, I'm not absolutely confident as to how we get these stats out, but the ref in this game on Saturday is called Jared Gillett.
I think he's new, isn't he?
I don't think he's refed a game.
He sounds new.
Yeah, looking at it, it looks like he's only refed 14 top-level games. Most of those, not all of those were Prem either. There's an international game in there, two international games in there, and at least one or two championship games. So not, yeah, he's... Oh yeah, so there we go. Yeah, he's not done a lot basically at this level. In the Premier League, he's refed 4 games, home wins 25%, so 1 home win and 3 away wins. So I don't know, maybe there is reason to be optimistic after all.
Wait, you missed the most important thing. He's not English, he's Australian. He's one of those foreign referees that they recently hired, so hopefully he'll be half decent. Yeah, he's from the A-League, actually, yeah.
Mm.
This is his second season in the Premier League, yeah.
Well, he definitely can't be worse than the people we've had up to now, so...
I agree. Anything's better than what we've been having in the Premier League. I agree with that 100%.
So I think we're in a position to wrap this show up. Quite a tight one. Nice and short. Punchy for your commute. After the game, we'll have the usual review... team, the match report team will with Hambo and co will review the game on Sunday, so that should be in your feed Sunday evening, Monday morning. All I can say really is I hope you're able to watch the game. If you're not, if you're there, I'll see you there hopefully. If you're not there, then I hope you enjoy it. And all that remains to be said is all the best again to Nick, and come on you Palace.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are round. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is, that's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van, unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.